Hare Krishna. The cunning combination of complacency, complicity, and carnality consumes our conscience. Whenever we are tempted to do something that we know is wrong, at that time we are often deluded by the forces within us, and they can act in combination. It's like if one person is attacking us, we can fight against them. But if two or three people attack us simultaneously and they are attacking us according to a plan, then defending ourselves becomes very difficult. So like that, as a cunning combination of complacency, complicity and carnality. So complacency refers to the thinking that, oh, I'm a good person, nothing is seriously wrong. To feel self-congratulatorily comfortable. It's a feeling that comes from the ego. Nothing is wrong, I cannot get caught. That's complacency. That comes at the level of the ego and it is rationalized by the intelligence. And you feel that I am a good person, no matter whatever bad, nothing is wrong, complacency. Complicity means that actually something comes up and we just go along with it. Complicity means there was a wrong thing happening and we don't object to it, we don't stop it, that's complicity. And carnality, the word carnal refers to desires of the flesh. So carnality refers especially to sensual desires. So what happens is, when sensual desires start tempting us, then the carnality comes up. You know, we start feeling agitated, sensually agitated. And that time, what happens is within us, so from outside, we see some sense objects or somehow the desires start coming up. At that time, there is complicity and complacency. Senses in the mind get agitated and the intelligence and the ego, they say nothing, it's not so bad, everybody is doing it and it's not such a serious thing. That way there's complacency. Complicity means, okay, do it. So what happens is when we minimize, so when the temptations start tempting us, when we minimize it, okay, everything is all right, it doesn't matter, we just stay silent, we don't protest, we don't fight, then this is a cunning combination. This is the three things: the carnality for coming from the flesh, the complicity that comes from the mind. The mind also wants to just go along and enjoy, and the complacency that comes from the ego, which is rationalized by the intelligence. Then this consumes our conscience. That means our sense of right and wrong, it gets completely destroyed. And thus we end up doing something wrong and we don't even feel as if we are doing something wrong. Because we have befooled ourselves. So Krishna talks about this several times in the Bhagavad Gita. In the third chapter he says that selfish desire, kama, is situated in the senses, the mind and the intelligence. Indriyani mano buddhir asya adhishtana mucchate. So it says that these are situated, selfish desire, in the senses, the mind and the intelligence, and that's how they delude us. So they you could say the carnality is situated in senses, the complicity is coming in the mind, and the complacency is coming from the rationalization of the intelligence. So which makes us feel good about ourselves. And when this happens, Krishna has talked about this in 3.6 earlier when he says that karmendriyani samyamya yasate manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mityacharasa uchyate, which a person becomes a hypocrite. So in order to avoid, in order to defend ourselves from this cunning combination, to prevent them from consuming our conscience, we need to protect ourselves with regular scriptural study, with serious spiritual association, which sharpens our conscience and which reminds us of the sabotaging forces that are present inside us. Then we can counter these forces and protect ourselves. And the best protection is connection with Krishna, because in that connection we get higher satisfaction, which makes us more capable of resisting outer temptation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.